Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا ويلكم To one and all, you are watching The Early Echo. We commence in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher, and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahe Bani Adam, Ahmade Mukhtar, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and upon his blessed and noble companions, Ali Muridwan. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Alhamdulillah. You are watching The Early Echo, and once again, I am in the company of our respected and honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari Sallamahul Bari. It is a pleasant and a beautiful morning, Mawasab Alhamdulillah, and we have now commenced with our program as per our schedule, and our discussion for this morning is our number one priority in Islam, Mawasab. What is our number one priority? Everyone has a priority, Mawasab, and everyone has to give importance and tarjih to his priority in life. Without giving importance to one's priority, one never attains even close to his goals and objectives in life, Mawasab. Alhamdulillah. So, ye priority hai kya? Inshallah, azza wa jalla, hamare nazirin agar hamare saath huye, is program ke akhir tak, to inshallah, janenge ki how we should identify our priorities, and together with that, Mawasab, how can we start focusing on that, and how can we make it possible to achieve our goals in life. So Alhamdulillah, the first question is, what is your number one priority in Islam? If you know the answer, inshallah azza wa jal, mubarak to you. But of course, it is our earnest appeal to the viewers out there to make some good intentions and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. However, Mawasab, let's go quickly to the question which we ask every morning, and thereafter we're going to have some questions for Mawasab, inshallah, to answer with relation to our discussion this morning. And the question which we ask every morning in the segment called, Did You Know? Let's move towards the first question, and it is, when was fasting in Ramadan prescribed? Inshallah azza wa jalla, we can of course then read the correct answer towards the ending of the program. Once again, I repeat myself, when was fasting in Ramadan prescribed? Inshallah azza wa jalla, we are hoping for the correct answer. As you can see, the question is on your screens. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Masab alhamdulillah. Sawal bhi ho chuka hai, aur ab dekhte hain ki nazreen kya jawab dete hain. Let's go towards our question for the day, Masab, with regards to of course our discussion. However, since in South Africa, with regards to the upliftment in this country, with regards to how did Islam spread in this country, Mawasab, we do give credit and we do acknowledge a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla who visited the shores of Durban, South Africa, some time back. And I'm referring to none other than a great wali, Arif Billah, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who has the recognition and ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed with the station of Vilayat, Mawasab, Subhanallah, and such a lofty rank which he Azza wa Jalla has of course promised to his friends. And he is none other than Hazrat Haji Shah Ghulam Muhammad Sufi Siddiqi Chishti Al-Qadri Habibi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, whose blessed Mubarak shrine and mazar is located at an area in Durban called Riverside, Mawasab.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, it is near Amgeni Road, and it is a very famous mazar, a very famous shrine. People from throughout the world, when they visit South Africa and when they're in Durban, they are told about this Mubarak and blessed maqam and place where they visit, mashallah, and make dua through his blessed wasilas. These thoughts did arise in the mind that kis tarah ek Allah ka wali, ek Allah ka banda, ek khas banda, who built so many masajid, so many madaris in South Africa, Mawasab.
Subhanallah.
A friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who approximately visited the shores of South Africa and Durban, around 128 years back in the year 1895, Mohasab, this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla visited South Africa for the first time, subhanallah. I won't say the first time the ship had arrived to South Africa, but when the second ship from India had arrived to South Africa, this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who was born in the year 1848, Mohasab, in Ratnagir, in a shehar in India which was known as Ibrahim Patan, subhanallah, who was a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, great personality. You know, subhanallah, what can be said, Mohasab, in a nutshell, itna keh de ki, when this wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla visited Makkatul Mukarrama with his mother and the mother of his children, subhanallah, that was a life-changing trip, Mohasab, in which, subhanallah, he gained spiritualism, Mohasab, and this was like embedded in his blessed heart. Allah. Sufism, this blessings which he received from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he then taken to Baghdad Mualla, Mohasab, subhanallah, where he met great mashayikh and great ulama and scholars in Baghdad as well. It is said, subhanallah, he met a personality by the name of Hazrat Shah Ghulam Mustafa Afendi Al-Qadri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And subhanallah, he taken fuyuz o barakat from this personality as well. And when he returned to India, Mohasab, he then became a murid of a great wali in the Chishtiya silsila by the name of Hazrat Khaja Khajagan, Khaja Habib Ali Shah Chishti Ajmeri. Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Of course, he also visited Ajmer Sharif, Khaja Habib Ali Shah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who was from Hyderabad, not very far from Mumbai, Mohasab, around, they say, 200 kilometers plus minus. Mm-hmm. So he became murid there, and from that bargah, yani from the bargah of Khaja Habib Ali Shah, unhone kya kya liya hoga, Mohasab, he made so much of khidma and he stayed in the company for a long while. Allah. But he gained the title of Sufi from the bargah of his Piro Murshid Mohasab. For this was his personality, this was his akhlaq, and this is what we, inshallah, azza wa jalla, are going to be focusing upon, Mohasab, as to what is our number one priority in Islam. Starting from this point, Mohasab, that when this wali of Allah azza wa jalla then received the ijaza and permission from the bargah and from the court of his Piro Murshid, Khaja Habib Ali Shah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and the hukum was the first priority in Islam.
Subhanallah.
You became a murid. Yes, you have priorities, you have family, you have children, you have situations, you have responsibilities. But his Piro Murshid, who spiritually groomed him and trained him, Mohasab, had then informed him that your share and your piece of work is awaiting you. And your job description is to go to South Africa and hoist the flag of Islam in the country.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Spread the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the condition of those who are in the dark, deep pits of infidelity. Remove them from the pits of infidelity and bring them to light and move more. So this was the hukum granted by his Piro Murshid. This was the task allocated to the friend of Allah azza wa jalla. This was his mission. Can Mohasab please further enlighten with regards to how did he further enhance and motivate his priority and instill this into the hearts of people by making them realize what their priorities were at that time?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, by that time Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala arrived in South Africa, there were already people that were migrated from India to South Africa and from various other countries, like from Indonesia as well, in the land of Cape Town and so on. So there were immigrants, of course, in the country, and they didn't have a leader. They lacked that Islamic leadership that was very much required. You know, any nation without a leader, it withers away.
Right. 100%.
So if you don't have a leader, that means, you know, it's like having a herd of sheep without a shepherd. What would happen? Allah. Any wild animal could grab them and, you know, and snatch them away. Subhanallah. So that's what was lacking. That was the need of time. And Khaja Habib Ali Shah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he, by instructing Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala to go and fulfill this void in Islam, in this locality of Islam, alhamdulillah, in Durban, in South Africa, to fill this void and to guide people onto the righteous path. When he came, alhamdulillah, as it is mentioned in the history of South Africa, that the first ship that arrived was in 1860.
Right.
And Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he arrived in 1895. So he arrived 35 years later when the population had already established themselves here in South Africa.
Subhanallah.
So, and they were left without a guide. So Sufi Sahab, when he came, he saw people going wayward, you know, just following in any direction because they didn't have a direction. Allahu Akbar. They lost their priority. And Sufi Sahab Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali came and made them realize that Islam is your priority, which you have lost. Now come back to the path. Subhanallah. He had introduced Islam and Islamic practices, Alhamdulillah, in many, many ways. He never had shelter for himself, but first of all, he built the house of Allah, Subhanallah, the masjid he made abad. He performed his first Jummah in the Grey Street Masjid, Alhamdulillah, which is the historical masjid of South Africa. And it has registered itself in the UNESCO Heritage Site, one of the UNESCO Heritage Sites within South Africa, Alhamdulillah. So this was also the masjid where the giants of Islam, such as Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Maulana Abdul Alim Siddiqui Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, these great personality, they came and visited this beautiful masjid. And from there, they spread the work of Deen, Alhamdulillah. Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was the first link after Bashapir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who is his spiritual mentor, if we can say. And Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he came, he didn't only highlight the priority of Islam, but also made people aware of one wali that was here in our locality, but people were unaware of his status and his station, who was from Qadri Silsila, Hazrat Bashapir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And then he identified his qabr for people to realize that he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but people fail to realize his worth.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So it takes a jeweler to know the worth of a diamond. Otherwise, it's just a piece of glass to everybody else.
Kya baat hai Muhasab, subhanallah. So the focus is Muhasab that that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, came 35 years later. So as you said Muhasab, the people that came before in the first ship, from various countries, from various places, and they were already established in this country, but without a guide, Masha Allahu Akbar. See how the vision and the nazar of a Pir-e Kamil, such as Khaja Habib Ali Shah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who sent his murid and disciple for the isha'at, for the for the upliftment and for the establishment of Islam, to revive Islam in South Africa. Instead of reviving his bank balance, instead of reviving his wealth in the dunya, how Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala came with the mission Muhasab, for which his Piro Murshid sent him, and he established it such a way. So this is the point, Muhasab, that see, what did he give priority more, to the dunya or to his deen? And if you compare, if we have a little comparison between both, Muhasab, have a relation between both, because one's dunya and one's deen always are parallel to each other. They are going to always be next to each other. In taqwa and piety, we can't be. We have to know where is the balance in the dunya and now taqwa and piety. So both move together, Muhasab. Sometimes what happens, a person, he excels in dunya, but in terms of taqwa, he's backwards. And sometimes in terms of taqwa, a person is forward. In terms of dunya, he's backwards. And this is the, this shows what have you given priority to.
Subhanallah.
This will determine, Muhasab. Yeah, yeah. This will determine when you see the prosperity of a person in terms of dunya or deen. Where has he prospered more? And Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala came on a horse and cart, Muhasab, in South Africa. This is what he purchased from some people when he intended to now have some wheels to travel around. Though he's a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and these are such people, Muhasab, they are karamat, where he used to purchase two lands or three lands at the same time, Muhasab. He's in one place and at the same time he's in another place, from amongst his karamat, which is very famous, that he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was buying lands and purchasing lands for the masajid. And it is stated that, Muhasab, he had built 12 masajid in the same way, in the same manner.
Subhanallah.
Where he went to far out places, even to various other countries, like in the neighboring country of South Africa, which is Lesotho. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, traveled to Lesotho, to Cape Town, which is the mother city of South Africa. And he established madaris, masajid, yani ilm deen logo ko diya. Ye tawajjuh thi. Ki logo ko ilm deen se aasta kare. Unko samjhaya jaye, bataya jaye ki sahi rasta kaun sa hai, which is the true and the righteous path. Hundreds of robbers and thieves and dakus and people that used to deceive and people that used to do cheating and deceiving in business and trade. The akaramat where people came and made tawbah, Muhasab, that we promise never to commit that gunah again and deceive people. Please save us from the authorities. Through his blessed dua, they were saved and they repented and never committed sins again like that. So, Mohsab, this is what they given priority. For example, business hum sab karte hain, Mohsab. Chalo, let's look at the business of the awliya Allahs. If they have given priority to Islam, to ab business karna hai Islam ko dekh karke.
Subhanallah.
In one narration that Hazrat Sayyidina Sarri Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he purchased some badam, some almonds for around 60 dinars. Aap business bhi karte the, ye dekho, awliya Allah hai. They never just have their khankas, but sunnat rasul pe amal bhi kiya. So that they never had to ask others to fulfill their needs, Mohsab. They did business. They never survived on any donations that were given to them. They did halal rozi, halal kamai. And Mohsab, he stated that how halal was this, how pure was it. Look at the andaz. So his intention was, chalo maine 60 mein khareeda, isko 63 hi mein bechte hain. So aisa hua ki ek trader aaya, one trader came and the buyer says, how much are you selling it for? He says, well, I'm selling it for 63. Kisne farmaya ye? Hazrat Sayyidina Sarri Sakti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Aap farmaya ki main 63 mein bech raha hu, 3 dinar ka nafa, only 3 dinars. So unhone kaha, the trader said that, Hazrat, aajkal market mein na iski keemat kaafi badh chuki hai. You are saying you are selling it for 63 dinars, whereas the prices have, you know, increased and spiked in the marketplaces. So I think you should sell it nothing less than 90. So I don't want to buy it for 63. I want to pay you 90 for it. And he was a khair khai Islami bhai. He was a good person. He was a person who, you know, had deen in his heart, perhaps. So he had this and he said to him, I think you're going to be cheated if you're going to sell it for 63. So Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Sakhti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then said to him that aisa hai ki maine bhi apne Rab se vaada kiya ki main kisi ko deceive nahi karunga.
Allah.
I would not cheat and deceive any person. I finish make this promise to my Lord. So once I have confirmed this with myself that I'm not going to sell it anything more than 63. So please, only give me 63 and you can buy these almonds and badam. Wo shakhs kehta hai ki maine bhi apne Rab se vaada kar liya hai ki main 90 se kam mein khareedunga hi nahi. Allahu Akbar. I'm only going to pay 90 and nothing less than 90 to purchase this badam. To ek dusre ka khayal rakhte hue kisi ne khareeda hi nahi. Allahu Akbar. To wahan sab dekhna focus kya hai isme, what is the focus? This was the andaz of our pious predecessors. In our business, in our trading, Mohsab, cheating and deceiving is rooted in the foundation of our trades, our transactions.
Even if people nowadays, they create a sense of urgency, let's say, for example, an imported item or an item that is scarce. Mm. Now, the monopoly in the market is such that there is one manufacturer for that good. And they create this sense of urgency when they maybe want to earn extra profit.
Ji.
They create this sense of urgency. They hold back the stock.
Allah.
And in the market, they create this sense of urgency. Oh, there is no stock in the market. And people will be willing to pay any price. And then they release the goods.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Adam, you know, after that.
Allahu Akbar.
This is a very wrongful way of conducting business. If, especially if it's something that people's daily lives depend on it, such as purified water, grocery items, you know, anaj like rice, other grains, you know, that people depend on it, meat items and so on. People, you know, natural needs of people, daily needs of people, if those items are held back to create a sense of urgency so they can claim a higher price, because people will be willing to pay any price because their livelihood depends on it.
Kya baat hai, Mohsab. Lekin ye aisa hota kyun hai, Mohsab? Society mein jo business karte hain, agar hum soche, if we focus our minds and see ki hamare akabirin ne business kis tarah kiya, ye to ek misal pesh kiya gaya, Mohsab. This was one example from the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Sakhti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Baki Imam Azam ko dekho, Imam Shafi'i ko dekhen, apne akabirin ko dekhe, balki sahaba ko dekhe, Mohsab. How did they do business? It is for this reason, Mohsab, due to the cheating, the interest and usury and the deceiving in the market, ki Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar ne kitne saal pehle ye farma diya tha ki business mein, marketplaces mein business increase ho jata hai, Mohsab. In the marketplaces, our business will increase, but it diminishes one's faith and iman in the heart, Mohsab. कि हमारा ईमान बर्बाद हो जाता है. बिकॉज फॉर मटीरियल वेल्थ पीपल चीट ईच अनदर, पीपल डिसीव एंड दे हैव नो रिमोर्स मोसा वाइल्स डिसीविंग ईच अनदर. दे आर विलिंग टू एक्चुअली इवन रिस्क देयर ईमान, कि ईमान चला जाए बस पैसा ना जाए हाथ से. इस तरह लोग बिजनेस जब करते हैं मोसा, सो व्हाई विल दे नॉट यू नो ऑफ लूज व्हाटएवर दे हैव. And they will lose the essence of the deen, and they will like this distance themselves slowly and slowly and slowly and slowly to such an extent that there is a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam even explaining this, that people who recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, you know, Allahu Akbar, they will recite the kalima, and subhanallah, they will of course remain on the righteous path, but they will give priority to the dunya, due to which the love for the akhirah and the fikr and contemplation and making effort for the akhirah will slowly, slowly diminish.
You take a back seat instead of deen taking the front seat.
Exactly, Mu'asab. This is because of giving the business and giving the dunya taqwiyat and priority and fawqiyat. So may Allah give us the understanding to understand why don't we understand this reality that we are just being tested. Enjoy the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla within the limits, Mu'asab. And we should learn what do we need to prioritize in our lives. We have unfortunately for the past 30 years wasted, for we have not even understood our maqsad. Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in the Holy Quran, have I created you needlessly? Was there no purpose to create you? So when there is a purpose to create you, so what is your priority, Mu'asab? It is so important for us to learn. So alhamdulillah, this was one angle we learned from the pious predecessors with regards to business, Mu'asab ki. Business kis tarah kiya jaye. And Mu'asab, there are so many mithal and examples. People who promise ki, agar mujhe ye mil jaye, mannate mangte hain, log. So, mashallah, aap koi mithal de sakte hain, Mu'asab, of, you know, situations of this nature.
You know, when I was just listening to Mufti Qasim Sahab, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, and he was explaining this verse of the Holy Quran that people make promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if I get this, you know, I would do this. You know, I would inshallah, let's say for example, if I get this wish of mine fulfilled or this calamity of mine Allah, removed, Allah, inshallah, Allah, Allah, I will devote myself in your court.
Allahu Akbar.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they get it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them and bestows upon them that which they have been begging for in the court of Allah, and they have been taking vows upon, when they are granted, then they forget the promises that they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they get back to their ways that they had. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this increases, this develops nifaq in a person's heart. Because they are compromising their promise that they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, yes, Mu'asab, some time back you were also mentioning about one person in India who went to the mazar of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz.
Mu'asab, that vow that he had taken in the court of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, he was actually a driver, he used to drive for someone, you know, he was a wage earner.
Right.
And he used to work as a driver for this family, and he would take them around in their car. So one day they said, okay, take us to Ajmer Sharif.
Achha, ye sach mein hua, mani ye abhi kuch saal pehle ki baat hai, Mohan.
Ji.
Right.
And that person is still alive. And he took them to Ajmer Sharif. And when he went to Ajmer Sharif, he made his dua, he made his hazri through their wasila. You know, they became the wasila of him going there.
Then he made dua through the wasila of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz in the court of Allah, asking for the blessings of Subhanallah. Kya baat hai, ji. So, yani gaadi nahi thi unke paas, to gaadi manga.
खाजा साहब को वसीले से दुआ मांगे कि खाजा साहब अल्लाह के वास्ते से अगर मुझे इतनी वसत हो जाए कि मैं खुद अपनी गाड़ी से आऊँ, या अल्लाह ताला,
क्या बात,
खाजा साहब की बारगाह में
सुभान अल्लाह,
मदीना मदीना,
क्या बात है.
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, आफ्टर फ्यू इयर्स ही वाज ग्रांटेड दिस एबिलिटी, ही वेंट ओवरसीज एंड ही बिकेम अ वेल्थी मैन, ही हैड शॉप्स, ही ओन बिजनेसेस लेटर ऑन. एंड व्हेन ही केम बैक होम एंड elders in the family, they reminded him of his vow, of his promise that he made to Khaja Sahab. That remember, you made that promise, this is the time to fulfill the promise.
Allahu Akbar.
He never took heed, he never paid any attention towards it. He let it go. And then he went back overseas. What happened in his second trip that he went to conduct business overseas? All his shops got burned. The only thing that he had was clothes on his body that he was wearing. Allah, when he became broke and he came back, Allah, that is the time now when it's too late, then he decided to make ziyara of Khwaja Sahib, and he, after that, he realized his mistake, what a great mistake he has made. He realized his mistake, and then he went and made hazri in the court of Khwaja Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And alhamdulillah, my father also accompanied him on his journey. So it was a beautiful trip, alhamdulillah. So this is how we learn that if we make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his friends, it is upon us to fulfill it, inshallah.
In all ways, Mohsab, and I think for the simple reason that in Islam, honesty is the only policy, Mohsab, in anything we do. It happens, Mohsab, this is not a new sickness as well. For example, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, when the hukum of zakat came in the shariat of Musa alayhi salam, and he was ordered to order the people to pay zakat, and he was a very rich person in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. His name was Qarun, and the entire story has been mentioned as to how he was accursed thereafter. And when he first received the hukum of zakat, no problem, I'll pay the zakat. And then when he realized, ki itna banega. So, aisa hota hai ki people reject when they see that it's going to cause them bigger loss. But in reality, that's only a physical loss. Hakikat mein Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to enhance the blessing in that what you have after you pay the dues which Allah has commanded you to do so. So, Mohsab, a lot of people, they promise, and we promise to Allah Azza wa Jalla ki hum, agar hamare paas ye aa jaye to hum masjid banayenge. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then, through His infinite mercy, bestows upon that person enormous amount of wealth which he never possessed before. But when the banda receives it, to dimag change ho jata hai, Mohsab. कि पेज ऋण था वैल्यू पता है मुझे अभी कि क्या है होने से सो इंस्टेड ऑफ लूजिंग इट आई रदर कीप इट बिकॉज आई डोंट नो यू नो दिस वेरी मुश्किल से एक दुआ कबूल होगी इफ आई लेट गो ऑफ दिस वर्ड या माइट नॉट गेट बैक सो द ट्रस्ट ब्रेक्स मोहसब एंड व्हेन द ट्रस्ट गेट्स डैमेज्ड की यू डोंट हैव यकीन एंड tawakkul and kamil yaqeen. Entire verse of the Holy Quran Pak in which He Azza wa Jalla has stated how He increases the wealth of those who spend in His path, Mohsab. This is the divine promise of Allah. Lekin yaqeen kamil nahi hota hai ki वाकई में होगा. सरकार की हदीस भी है सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की, he says, I take oath by Allah Azza wa Jalla that the one who gives in the path of Allah, his wealth never diminishes. His wealth never reduces. It will never be deducted. Rather, it will increase in blessings because you have given in the name of Allah. You have given in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, business bhi kare, to ye yaqeen rakhe, wo jaane is cheez ko, I am being watched all the time. I am being monitored all the time. You are never in a place where you are never seen. At all places you are seen by the one who is always watching you. It is no, there's not a moment that you are not in the ilm of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And not only this planet, jitne bhi alameen hai, all the planets are in the ilm of Allah Azza wa Jalla at the same time, Mohsab. He is aware of everything. He is aware of every condition. Now we need to increase this yaqeen in our hearts ki we are being watched. This is called the tasawwuf, Mohsab. This is called that faith which we want to increase in the heart. When a person will then increase this, he will become closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, like, yeah, I'm being watched. Because Allah Pak says in the Quran Pak, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Subhanallah.
And fear me if you are believers. Hum kis tarah fear karenge jab khauf hi na ho. Agar khauf hoga to kis cheez ka hoga? Dunya ka hoga. To jis cheez ka khauf zyada ho, to iska matlab ye hua ki humne priority usi cheez ko diya. Because the thing that you love the most in the world is the thing which will leave you first most. This is the system of this world. The thing that you love the most is the thing that gives you taklif also the most.
And this These is are the also things. The nature of the world, that the more you run after it, the more it will run away from
you. Away from you. Wow, kya baat hai, Mohsab. And this is reality, Mohsab. People who chase money, kabhi aisa hota hi nahi hai ki paisa apna hi hai. The money has come in your hands for you to go to the next person. It's like that, Mohsab. What comes has to go. Anything comes, it has to circulate. But when you try to keep and hold on to it, so banda kya karta hai ki koshish karta hai ki main kya kar sakta hu usko rokne ke liye. So usko rokne ke liye, and to save it and to accumulate that wealth, then the person takes other measures and other steps which could not be very friendly to his iman. It could damage his iman, it could damage his aqeedah, it could damage his life, it could damage his faith, his family, and could distance him from jannat and take him closer to the hellfire. And this is exactly where people are heading toward.
And also keeping wealth, you know, hoarding, like the term is used, hoarding, you know, keeping it. It doesn't make sense even in worldly matter. Why? Because hoarding, let's say, for example, you are trying to save money. That money which you have saved, if you have saved 1,000 this year, in the next year, the value will drop maybe 10 to 13% now, especially nowadays, the inflation is rising. So the value of it is actually decreasing by hoarding it. So the barakah will only come if you invest it, maybe other people can benefit from it.
Allah, 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 Allah. Yeah.
And at the same time, you're not losing anything out of it. It will maybe keep growing, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah. So even in that sense, hoarding doesn't make sense Islamically or worldly to withhold something. No, this is mine, I will keep it.
Subhanallah. So once this is where we need to take the cue from, and we need to understand ki ab hum is cheez ko kis tarah kare. Aapne mashallah priority bata hi diya hai. So now when we have been receiving our cue from alhamdulillah through the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, and through the du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and used to make often, any focus on these du'as when we go to the masjid muasab, we just say ameen to the du'as, but we don't think and contemplate ki Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is perfect, kis cheez ko apne fauqiyat di. He makes dua, Ya Allah, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala deen. Not making dua to be firm in the dunya. Nay, but to be firm in the deen. To be sabit qadam and have a strong foothold in the deen, because there are many reasons to shake you in the deen. There are many masail out there. There are many fitnas and mischief in society, Muasab, which could shaken the person's iman. So Rasulullah sallam, being perfect, says, O the one who changes hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. Rasulullah sallam will often make this dua, Muasab. So we need to understand from these blessed sayings of Rasulullah sallam, that when these are the du'as and we need to make dua, even when we make dua, Muasab, what should we ask first for? What are from among the manners of dua? It is said by the ulama, by the pious predecessors, as it is mentioned in the blessed ahadith, when you raise your hands after you praise Allah azza wa jal, and after you send salawat upon Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to give fawqiyat and you need to bring in front the most important thing. So the ulama say you need to make a kamil and jami' dua. What it is, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. That of course encompasses both, Muasab. And holistically, you got the blessings of the dunya and the akhirat. And when you say you're asking for hasana in this world, you have asked for the right blessings which Allah will give you through His infinite mercy. Inshallah. And you have asked for the goodness of the hereafter, and through His infinite mercy, He will bless you. But instead, Muasab, we start with dunya and business first. When we start, and we remain on that for some time, and then sometime then we go to the qabr, and then we go to the akhirat, and then we leave that which is most important for the last. And by the time we come there, we even don't know what to ask for, because we ask so much for the dunya, we don't know what to keep for the akhirah. So what are the blessings of the akhirah? We need to know, we need to prioritize them, Muasab. Muasab, some more madani pearls with regards to our, of course, priority in this world, Muasab.
It's the only priority we have attached to this world, that the world is the cultivation for our hereafter. Of course, we have to stay for a lengthy duration of time in this world, which in comparison to akhirah is nothing. Hmm. It's just that we don't have that insight and the foresight what would be in our life like in akhirah. Therefore, we are living in oblivion, you know, we are oblivious of the fact that there is eternal life, inshallah, waiting for us in akhirah, the perpetual life, khalidina fiha abada, inshallah, whether it is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are granted Jannah, or because of our evil doing, we are granted Jahannam, to be forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman and grant us Jannatul Firdaus for eternity, inshallah, khalidina fiha abada. But with that being said, we also have to live in this dunya. Where do we earn our akhirah? In dunya. So the life of this dunya is the test. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, that it is to test that who succeeds and who loses, that who passes this exam and who loses this exam. So the good fortune is for that person, for that individual who realized the worth of the time period that he has been given, the muhlat that he has been given in this dunya, and to utilize it in ways that would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, there are those of us who would lose this time, and then towards the end, only regrets that they will have, you know, as it is mentioned in the hadith, that the most amount of regret even the people of paradise will have is the time that they wasted without making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya.
Ya Salam, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us, Muhasab. May Allah grant us the ability and tawfiq. It is only through His divine mercy and blessing, Muhasab, we of course will walk the righteous path. And we ask Allah to keep us guided on the righteous path. Keep reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers, never stop supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you want your du'as to be answered, then often make du'a. Don't seldomly make du'a. Often supplicate to your Rabb for your problems and you will surely see the blessings in your life. Remember, since the question was, and Muhasab, you are also going to give the correct answer, as it is stated and mentioned in the narrations, dear viewers of Madani channel, that in the second year after Hijri, in the blessed month of Sha'ban, the fasting in the month of Ramadan was prescribed, Muhasab.
Subhanallah.
May Allah bless us in this world as well as in the year after. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah bless you in both worlds as well as your families as well. And now we leave you with the mission and maqsad of Da'wat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.